Habakkuk.
Say, really?
Yeah, really. And joking. Habakkuk chapter 2. We're going to start in chapter 2, and then we'll spend a bunch of time in chapter 3, actually. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. So here the prophet is standing up saying, I'm standing here, and God, whenever you talk to me, I'm just going to repeat it. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Verse 4. Behold, the soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. But the just shall live by his faith. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that as we examine Habakkuk chapter 2 and chapter 3, Lord, I pray that you'd help us to be encouraged by it. Lord, give us strength from it. Lord, I pray that your word would do exactly as it can, Lord, so quick and powerful. Lord, I pray that we would be open to it tonight. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I understand that we don't reference the book of Habakkuk a lot in preaching. Not a lot of books written on Habakkuk, not a lot of teaching done out of Habakkuk. It's only 3 chapters long. And again, we get the scene here, what is to come. And the Lord says, I want you to write a couple things down here, Habakkuk. And I know you won't understand them, but I want you to write this down. And in verse 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith, it says. He says, in verse 3, it says, I want you to write this down, and one day this is going to make some sense. There's an appointed time to this information. Well, it's awesome to know that we are living the fulfillment of Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4. Look at Romans chapter 1. Here, Paul quotes it very, very clearly. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Familiar verses. Verse 17 though. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. You know, Martin Luther couldn't handle that verse. He didn't know what to do with it. He was looking at his life, and he was looking at what the Roman Catholic Church was saying, and they were looking at what he was fulfilling, and then he came to Romans chapter 1, verse 17, and said, if it's about faith, I'm not living that. And he really began to question his faith. You know, this evening, here we are standing here, in a fulfillment of Habakkuk chapter 2. The things that he was instructed to write about, here we are. We are in the appointed time. There's no greater news than to know that the just shall live by faith. That our justification is done by faith. That's good news. You know, I was in the barber shop today, and man, people just say silly things. They're just talking about life, and everybody's got a view on things. And one guy was saying, "Man, just things contrary to the scriptures." Another kid's getting his hair cut, and he's finishing up student teaching, and man, his view on the world, and man, it's just a mess. And then I come to the scriptures. You know, can I tell you? There's a lot of people out in the world that really have no hope. Not that they got a knife to their throat, and not that they're ready to end it all or anything like that, but they just look at society and say, this thing's a mess. And they have no answers. That's what I was listening to just being out and about today. There are a lot of people that have no idea what the truth is. Man, it's good to know that I'm living by a set of principles guided not by what I think, but what God has dictated. Man, that's a blessing. I have hope in that. That they look at politics, you look at politics and go, no, that's not the answer. Even the best of politicians, whatever that means. No. Okay, how about the military? Our hope is in the military. They will protect us. No. My family. Well, sometimes that breaks down. My education, my money, all of those things. You know what? Those have an end. We were on our way in tonight, and we were listening to the radio, and sometimes they have these like 30-second or 1-minute little thoughts, and it was this father talking to his son, and it was a grown-up son, though. It's like my age kind of son, and the father's older. He says, do you know what your great-great-great-grandfather did? He's like, no, Dad. He goes, do you know how much money he made? He's like, no. He goes, exactly. It doesn't matter. He goes, the things that matter are what you're doing for the Lord right now. Hey, that's good. That, you know what? There's a set of principles out there that is saying, hey, if you do this, you're going to find hope and happiness. I'm here to tell you that I'm listening to people that are trying to do that, and they have no hope and no happiness. The just shall live by faith. You want the best life? Live a life by faith. Here we are, fulfilling Habakkuk chapter 2. Man, what a blessing. We are the fulfillment of prophecy. How's it feel? Feels great. Because we have the answers. Go back to Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3 takes a slight negative turn. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 2. O Lord, this is Habakkuk praying, Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 1. A prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet of... You see where I started in verse 2. Shigioth. That, him. Shigionoth. There. And he says this, O Lord, I have heard thy speech. And look at what his response is. And was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known... He says this, in wrath, God, would you please remember mercy? Habakkuk's scared. Why? Because he just had a conversation with God and his holiness. And it starts off, the just shall live by his faith. But if those don't, there's some pretty strong consequences in this passage. And Habakkuk is hearing these things, and he believes God, and he is afraid. He's begging for mercy in the midst of God's judgment. In wrath, God, can you please remember, in your wrath, and your judgment, can you please remember mercy? Habakkuk is talking to the Lord. Look at verse 5. He says this, before him went the pestilence. What is pestilence? Bugs, plagues, disease. Before him went the pestilence. This is God's judgment. Preceding the approach of God is pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. Doesn't sound good. We jump over to verse 11 in the same chapter. The sun and moon stood in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of their thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land. This is God. An indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. We're seeing the wrath of God. Look at verse 15. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of great waters. We think of when the Lord comes in with that horse. You know, I read this today and I was just thinking about it. Horses don't belong in the sea. I don't know unless they're seahorses, right? I mean, But it says, thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses. Maybe these are mighty beasts coming through the water. Could you imagine? Through the heap of great waters. We think that God deals with little animals like you and I. Maybe it's massive. Could be. I don't know. I was just thinking that when I read this. But these are natural disasters coming through. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses. Maybe this is like a tsunami coming up. Look at verse 16. He says, when I heard, my belly trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself. So if we were to ask you, hey, how's Habakkuk doing today? According to this passage, not well. He's got himself sick over this. He's hearing about all the judgments of God and all the wrath of God being poured out, and he's beside himself. I can't talk. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness in my bones. I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Then there's a drought in verse 17. Ugh! Trees aren't bearing fruit. It's sadness. See, he seems so happy in chapter 2. You know, the just shall live by his faith. And then we come to verse 18. Look at chapter 3 and verse 18. We followed along through chapter 3. All of these things, and we skipped over some just to, for sake of time, but it says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer on my stringed instruments. What is that? In the midst of all that, know what Habakkuk did at the end of this chapter? He says, even though God, you're going to do it all, I know you got a hold of me. Even though I'm afraid, just two verses back, he's got himself sick. I don't know if he's moody or whatever it is, but by verse 18, he's rejoicing. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation because he knows that God is his strength. And look, he says, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. What are hinds' feet? That's like deer. Light. Ding, ding, ding. Ever see deer? Ever hear deer? They're not pounding, not unless they're trying to get someone's attention. Ever watch a deer run? They barely touch the ground. In the high places. Oh, if you've ever read that book, Hinds Feet on High Places, excellent, excellent book. But I want to draw our attention. Hey, I know it feels like the world is crazy and out of their minds. I know it feels like at any moment God's going to come through with his horses through the mighty waters and just wipe it all out. And rightfully so. But I want you to know that in the midst of that, we can know that as a child of God, I have joy because he's the God of my salvation. Psalm 13. Real quick, we'll just look at a few verses. Psalm chapter 13. My desire was to be a blessing to you tonight. That, man, if anyone ventured out in this tonight, that they would walk away saying, man, I'm glad I'm saved. Not that you wouldn't normally, but look at verse 5. It says, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I know things aren't perfect. I know this world is not ideal. I know your circumstances are not ideal. I know all that. God knows all that. But he says, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Hey, you know, I'm at the dentist and they're doing, you know, we're all done and she's doing this on my face. I'm like, what? Teeth are in the inside. That's all, you know? And I'm like, what was that? She goes, oh, I was just checking for lumps to make sure you didn't have throat or neck or tooth cancer or jaw cancer. Well, did you find anything? She's like, oh, yeah, you're all set. Well, it would have been nice to follow up with that, right? Just did that little test. Hey, there I am walking out of the dentist's office thinking maybe someone didn't get the same diagnosis that I get. You know, I'm looking at that list tonight. I'm praying for people that, man, and sometimes it feels like it's all a mess, but I trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Even if she did say, I think I found something. I'm saved. And I can have joy in my salvation, even if it's not okay. Even if the horses are coming through the deep waters and there's pestilence and all of that, I can have joy in my salvation. Because there's much more to this life than just right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. What time do you think is a fair time to end for our people? All right, a few minutes. Give me a few minutes. 2 Corinthians 13, look at verse 9. For we are glad when we are weak. What? And ye are strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. You know, when I look at all this, I go, man, I don't know. Is this right? Is this world? I don't know. I just don't feel like I have a handle on things. God says, exactly. When you're weak, that's when I'm strong. We need to rejoice over the God of our salvation. Go back to Psalm chapter 27. We'll look at two more verses. How's that? Two more verses. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He says. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Even worst case scenario, I'm saved. And life is but a temporary moment. Even the loss of job, ill health, great true sorrows. I'm not saying that they're not real. But I'm saying we could joy over something. Our salvation. That's something, I'm telling you, that's something that no one can take away. That's something no one gets a hold of. That's a gift from God that never goes bad. You know, I don't know what happened, and some of you are going to laugh here, but when I turned 40, all of a sudden my body just started doing different things. And I know some of you are like, I told you. Different aches and pains, just not used to that. And such is life, right? But I'm saved. I have something to rejoice over, even if it's the worst case. Last verse, 1 Peter chapter 1. Look at verse 6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. You see that? That gold perisheth. Even if you had all the gold in the world, you know what? It's gone. It'll go away. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 8. Whom, having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I got something to be excited about. I got something to be excited about, that even if my life was a complete wreck, I know that one day I'm going to see my Savior. And that ought to produce a joy in us that is unspeakable. So Habakkuk, man, he had a mess. He saw a lot of trouble. But he ends it with the joy of salvation. Hey, can I encourage you tonight? Just take a minute and think about the joy of your salvation. Something you didn't deserve. Something you can never get rid of. Something that never expires. Never goes bad. No one can take it. And it's going to last for all of eternity. That's good news tonight. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed. Hey, can I encourage you? Please be careful out there. Get a partner. Get a ice buddy. So if one goes down, two goes down, you know. It's a lot more funny. But please be careful out there, all right? We don't want anyone getting hurt. Again, I'm glad you came out tonight. Weather this winter has been a little rough, but I'm glad you're here. And I pray that service was an encouragement and a blessing to you. Don't forget about the prayer request tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for how powerful it is. Lord, thank you for... Lord, I'm just thankful for how you talk to me. Making yourself known and making yourself so real to me. Lord, I love you and I look forward to the day to see you. Lord, I ask you to watch over all of us tonight. Keep us safe. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.